Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know what's funny? We just got an email. I'm not going to say any names, but we got an email from a top executive here. Let's just call him Galen. And he was just talking about, hey, I don't want to hear that music riding out on your shows, all right? I want you to get right to talking. But I got a little caught up. We had an email snafu. Leroy was locked out, so I needed little Michael McDonald to ride me out for a little bit there, Galen. So,
by the way, thanks for
don't give me too hard a time.
Thanks for come get me, my friends.
I didn't get a text, dude.
I did see the text, but I saw it too late.
Last text I got was from Duarte. That's it.
No, I got the text. You didn't see it.
I didn't send it. I didn't get your text. Oh, you know why?
No, apologize.
I went to no. I'm not gonna apologize. I know why I didn't get the text. That's why I put you guys on. I put you guys on Do Not Disturb last night. That's why. I took a little early sleepy poo last night.
Smart move.
Yeah. So I just was putting you guys on.
There was no game happening that night.
You know what? I took your advice, Robbie. I actually started watching Better Call Saul again.
Oh.
And you know, I was there was no game last night, so I try and Netflix and chill with the old wifey. And so no more show business for a little bit. No more hijinks. I just took a little break. So I mooned you guys. I put the little crescent moon on you guys and figured I'd catch up in the morning.
So let me get this straight. You shut off shenanigans.
Sometimes you gotta unplug.
No, that
especially the last 2 days. I don't know if you know this. My phone has been quite, as the kids say, lit. That's what happens when you have celebrities tweeting at you. I don't know what to tell you. These celebrities are popular. They retweet you to 10 million people.
And we're back.
A lot of people want your time.
You took a small siesta.
A lot of people want your time. Hey, listen, if I could just take you into the place I was yesterday when my favorite athlete of all time goes to Twitter, Leroy, and says to millions that you're the real MVP. To me, if I could just take you into my car, this is what it bloop. That's when my phone went like that, bloop. And I see a tweet from Dwayne Wade that says, "You're the real MVP. Thank you for starting the conversation at Dwayne Wade Boulevard." I may or may not have just gone, "Woo!" Maybe that happened. I'm not saying that did happen in my car. I'm just saying possibly.
Oh, boy. Mom, shake your butt. Woo! I know you can
control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body.
I may have started my own MVP chant in the car. MVP, MVP. Like we were, like I was at the free throw line. MVP, MVP, MVP. Maybe that happened. Maybe.
When I went home yesterday and I was thinking, man, that Tobin, he's something, right? He got the city of Miami to, right? I said, it took 3 years to get a stadium built.
I know.
Right.
I'm faster than them building a stadium.
But I will say this. As I went to bed last night, I was like, oh, God, what am I going to deal with tomorrow?
Listen.
It's 6:05.
I know. You know what else it is?
What?
Let's see if I can check my watch here. It's pop time. Leroy, 38 saves last night. It's pop time.
Well, last time he declared Bob time.
That Robbie.
No, it turns out. It turns out Bob time gets right. Because Arizona's a little weird.
They don't do daylight savings time.
So, Bob time.
If, Robbie, I'm going to put this out there. If you fight it now, right, then when he gives up Derrick Jones Jr., right?
We don't have to do that for that.
Huh?
We don't have to do it for that. Goals aren't sponsored.
They ought to sponsor them. They'd be making millions because they're giving up a boatload.
Now, what they should do is they should go get one of those watch sponsorships, and they should
Bob time.
Remind him what time it is, like it's game time.
He doesn't need to be reminded because he knows it's Bob time. The Bob knows.
Well, as soon as the other
time.
Teams start scoring,
they didn't last night.
Okay,
they didn't last night. 2-1, baby. 38 saves.
Let me ask you a question: has there ever been a goalie to make it through the season without a shutout?
He's had a shutout.
He has?
Yes. Has there ever been a goalie to do it without two shutouts?
I don't know. Think about what you're saying.
He did have that one shutout in regulation. Then it got into overtime and he lost.
That's not a shutout. Think about what you're saying.
Has he had a shutout?
A $70 million goalie, and we can count the number of shutouts with
Don't do that. Just say A.
Eh. You're gonna feel terrible.
Shutouts. He has one shutout this year.
One shutout.
Ooh, he had a career high 9 last year.
One shutout.
Huh.
One shutout.
Career year last year, huh?
One shutout.
The old contract year.
I don't know. Does that work on because because you come up with so many excuses and stuff, I tend to look at the goalie like I look at the quarterback, that if the defense isn't great in front of him.
Defense was great last night.
No, but I'm saying if the – do you look at him, you know, the same, that if the defense isn't good in front of him, then it doesn't matter how good a goalie is. You just can't stop everything.
No, you can't stop everything.
Okay.
The puck moves too fast.
And that's kind of how the quarterback is. Like, although we like to think that the quarterback is the end-all, be-all, if you don't have the support or some reasonable support in front of him, he can't be anything near what he needs to be.
Look, all I know yesterday is Dwayne Wade called me the real MVP, and it was Bob time. And if you're going to tell me that Dwayne Wade and Sergei Bobrovsky have a good day, that's a good day for Tobin.
We weren't talking about that, though.
What do you mean?
I was asking you a legitimate question.
About what?
Without blasting anybody.
Hmm.
Right?
I
was actually giving Bob somewhat of a...
An excuse?
Not really. $70 million, you're supposed to make up for a lot of that.
He's supposed to be with it. There's supposed to be two of you?
Huh?
There's supposed to be two of you?
You said he's flexible and
He is flexible. I got to take you one day to the ice den. You want to come to the ice den with me?
Well, if I'm shooting a puck, I'm safe.
You guys can go Step Brothers and interview as a team.
Let's get deadlines, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
2-1, the Panthers are winning last night.
Hell yeah.
Ooh. In Phoenix.
MVP, most valuable Peacock Pirate.
Isn't that MVP triple P?
Double P.
Double P?
Yeah, I don't know if you could say that. It would sound weird.
Hey, I want to thank you guys again for letting me in.
For what?
Let me in.
Well, I didn't know. I have mooned you.
I had to make a judgment call. If I go and get Leroy in, there'd be nobody here to run the board, yeah, and we'd have dead air.
And I had to go put up the tripod, and I wasn't, you know, Michael McDonald was playing, and Len just had this, I mean, I'm sorry, Len just had this email yesterday about not letting music play. And so, you know.
Hey, does he know how radio works?
He's always got these ideas. He's like, listen, didn't he say in the email it annoys the listener?
Yes.
To listen to music? Like, does it? I listen to Michael McDonald through all hallways. I think it's lovely.
Yeah.
And so you gotta get
I think
part.
It's kind of weird when you go in there to use the bathroom and you have to listen to one of the people you saw 5 seconds ago.
I think it's weird that we've had these bathrooms for 5 seconds. I already took away our paper towels. Now I got to use these cold air blades.
Now I got to put my ass on the air blades.
I know. It's just...
1 minute!
By the
one
way, aren't hand dryers supposed to be warm? Those things are freezing.
Yeah, no, they don't dry your hands.
I hate them.
I have to come out doing the little thing with the man. The
windsock?
Yeah, try to dry my hands. Then I get mad and just do it on my shirt.
BYOPT, bring your own paper towels.
What do you got?
Hey, Robbie, that's the problem. You're not supposed to be wiping your butt with paper towels.
It really is infuriating that people continue to flush the paper
towels. Grown people.
It really is infuriating. How can you not, you know, clean yourself properly with toilet paper?
How about this? You ready?
Never a problem for you.
Never a problem. And there's nobody that can accuse me, blame me, because everybody knows how I do things.
Yeah.
I will leave work early if it gets that bad.
What do you got, Robbie?
So the WBC has announced next year is when the WBC comes out again, the World Baseball Classic, that the Marlins Park is going to host all three rounds.
That's awesome. I mean, it's always an awesome atmosphere for baseball there. Always. Now,
that's the next closest thing to when they have like EPL soccer Barcelona.
You get Country
Madrid,
Pride down here.
Right?
It does bring out the masses. I think remember that's what didn't they have Jeter at the last WBC? That's kind of what was that kind of. I think it was like right before the sale. Or right before he got in negotiations, like it's kind of like what sold him. He's like, oh, whoa, there's a lot of people here. We're just like, it's not like that for the Marlins.
Yeah. Vuvuzelas.
And I'm exclusively reporting
that
WBC has a big problem. They don't know about it yet.
What do you mean?
They have a big problem.
How so?
So in previous World Baseball Classics, the Marlins Park has never hosted the final round. They've only had either the first round or the second round. And they have it in group play. And so they always made sure that the Cuban national team would never have a chance to play in Miami. Now next year, if they're hosting all three rounds, all Cuba would have to do is get past the first round, and they're pretty good. It's a problem, and nobody's addressed this yet. So I'm the one who has to exclusively report it that they have a problem.
That's a pretty good leap by you, Robbie. So you think that is going to be a problem? How does that work though? As far as like with Cuban national, because like they're not going to root on the like people from Cuba down here. They're not going to root for national team.
I remember back in 2006 in the first World Baseball Classic, I was very Team Petty, and we were rooting against Cuba because you know Castro was still.
Understood.
And I can understand it might not be the player's fault. I don't know what situation these players are in or why they're forced to stay in Cuba, not defect. I'm not questioning, but. I think there's still there is going to be a contingent of Team Petty towards Cuba, and you know you have that situation like the players come going to be. You know,
how does that always work too? Because like normally, whenever I see like Yoel Romero fight, right?
Yeah,
obviously he's not in Cuba anymore. His son's still in Cuba. It sucks. He has to be away from his kid. But he comes to the ring with the Cuban flag, and people like there's still some pride that he is from Cuba, but he's not in Cuba anymore. So. Obviously, down here when he fights, people go crazy for him. Like, is that?
Oh yeah, well, because he technically if he's already here, like you know Victor Mesa, you know Jose Abreu.
I saw him yesterday in action.
Any good?
He grounded out.
How big is he?
I don't know. I or somebody was possibly sitting in the lawn seats beyond the fence, so that's where I was. It was a far view.
Were you even there to watch baseball? Were you there to eat the snacks?
Slim Jims.
You
What?
Hey.
Another story for another day. I want to get back to this.
So, I think people root for the Cuban players. They just don't. I mean, and
you don't want to root for Cuba, but you feel good like if they had whoever their El Duque is now.
Yes.
I think people are proud of their nationality, even though the circumstance in their country might not be the best. Yeah. So Cubans are very proud.
And all the players that are in the major leagues, they won't be allowed to play on the Cuban national team. They already defected. They're technically not a part of Cuba anymore. So they, even if they wanted to play, they're not allowed to.
Hmm. Interesting. This is going to be a problem, huh?
That's a problem. Nobody's brought it up yet. Maybe they secretly worked around it inside these backdoor meetings, but not a single journalist or anybody's even mentioned it.
Robbie, I think we need to. You know what this means? We need to bring you in, and we need to get your journalist voice on.
Yeah, put me on the phone.
I'm telling you.
I'll talk to Jeets.
Oh, Jeets, trust me, Jeets is not the one to ask about this. I would find out whoever the chairman is of the WBC and ask that guy.
I mean, it's great. I'm glad that the WBC is here for all three rounds, but there's a giant elephant in the room.
I think the Cubans will cheer for Cuba.
I think they will too.
Yeah, I
understand what Robbie's saying because if Cuban leadership is here, I don't think they're going to get cheered. If they're allowed here, which I imagine they will be.
I mean, I've been in situations, like, for example, when Cleveland mysteriously announced they were leaving after the sixth game of the season.
Mm. People hated you?
Fans came and booed. They weren't booing us. They were booing, hoping that somebody with authority was in the building.
Well, and another low-key problem is, you know, you have players like, you know, I don't know what they do to the players' families when they have to travel to the U.S. to play these World Baseball Classic games, but like they're like players, they could easily just not go back to Cuba. Like they're already here in Miami, you know, they could defect right there on the spot. It's an awkward situation.
Boxed in,
yeah.
It's a fair point, Robbie, because that's that's how like that would happen with like if you ever seen like the El Duque documentary with him and his brother, that's he tried multiple times to kind of just sneak away from the team. Then everybody had to pretend be mad at him when he got back because they're like, boo, you tried to get out of here. They're so mad at you because he was a hero. Right. And then he tried to leave and they caught him and they're just like, oh. Then they go to the games and they paid people to boo him. It was very awkward. Texter writes in, finally saw the D-Wade 30 for 30. He definitely hates Riley. No, he doesn't. Stop that.
The petty is still strong.
Stop that.
Hey, you should be appreciative of D-Wade.
Why?
Because you got a lot of...
He got a lot of that team petty. I know, but they've both been very great to me. I mean, like, Riley gave me an exclusive sit-down.
Look, you can like a guy. You can admire a guy. You could hold a little grudge because of a situation.
What if I could fix this? What if I'm the olive branch?
You can't fix that, man.
I think I can.
You can't
I'm very charming.
No, you can't. Why would you want to fix that? You're going to end up losing two relationships.
I'm going to lose both friends?
Yeah, because guess what?
Have you ever had a situation where your friends hate each other?
I'm my friend.
Like, I've had that before where I've had two really good friends, but they've had a beef between each other.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I stay the hell out of that situation.
Beef. Okay, but you're going to think about this. In sports, what happened to D-Wade?
He got wronged.
Is there any other sign of disrespect? Any worse sign of disrespect an organization could give a player than what they did to D-Wade?
Oh, just what an organization.
Just disrespect.
Because I would say the only other bigger sign of disrespect is what Aaron Gordon did to Taco Fall. That's the only other bigger sign of disrespect.
No, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
So even though you get past it, and even though those guys may love one another, right, that ain't going to never go away. You ain't gonna never hear him say, "I'm over that," right? And that's fine.
You think we get an intersection on Dwayne Wade Boulevard? Maybe something crossing Dwayne Wade Boulevard? Bleep Pat Riley Road.
No.
So he needs a petty. No. He needs a spite street.
No. Petty Ave. Petty Ave runs right into D-Wade Boulevard.
We may be having our boy Frank Suarez in next week. Maybe we'll ask him. Hey,
what?
Like a spite street? Yeah. I got the call yesterday.
Oh my god.
I got the call yesterday.
What are we doing?
And not only is the phone this time. Like, oh no, we want to come in. I got. I'm sorry, Ron. Mine sucks. Can you do it?
It was actually pretty good yesterday. We did the fake phone call.
I know. I think it's the coffee. Hey, hello. Hey, this is the mayor's office. I'm like, oh, no, here we go. Here we go.
Look, am I going to have room in here with everybody peacocking?
I don't know.
Because your plumes are flowing right now, and you know he's going to walk in like George Jefferson, like he'd have just...
Another texter writes in, Tobin, watched my loss last night. It was, I heard it was Bob time. You heard right, sir. You heard right. All right, way over 15 minutes of heat. We got some news on Jimmy Butler. We'll get to that next.
15 minutes of heat.
Da, 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 da. Well, tonight we take on our arch nemesis. Good way to get rid of that music, Robbie. Too distracting for the listeners. Tonight, the Miami Heat back in action. They are at the place they like playing basketball, which is the American Airlines Arena. And they take on the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are a whopping 16-40. But hey, I ain't doing that game anymore, even though they've lost five in a row. They're 1-9 in their last 10. We will see our friend James Johnson tonight, will we not, Robbie?
Oh, yeah, an old revenge game.
Old JJ.
I don't think there'll be a tribute video.
No, but he will get he'll get the – I wonder if he's been starting for them. No, it looks like he's been coming off the bench. So you will get the Mike Biamonte. It'll be like, James Johnson. He'll get a big pop. People like JJ. People like JJ. I like JJ.
If you don't give him a big pop, you'll kick you in the face. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really was. He was a cool story. You want to talk about a dude who completely changed his body when he got down here. It was crazy. Plus, I mean, you know, he always had the cool outfits and whatnot. And he wasn't the thing with JJ is he wasn't the problem like Deion was. Like Deion, and when I say problem, I mean like, you know, insubordination. All he did was maybe come out a little bit out of shape. I do think to some extent that the Heat were doing this with JJ too, where they had the new toy in, they had their superstar in, and they were trying to show what's up with this culture. I think that was going on too with James Johnson. Because when he came in, he was doing good things. Remember, he came out, he was shooting almost as good as this Jay Crowder. I mean, not as good now. Jay Crowder, I mean, this guy looks like the greatest shooter alive. But yeah, you got to get right tonight. It looks like, and I'll give you the news here, it is Jimmy Butler. He worked out yesterday at the arena, and the report from the Miami Herald is that he is hopeful that he will play tonight against his former club, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, Carl Anthony Towns is out, so he won't get to see old grandma arms in action, and Andrew Wiggins isn't there anymore, so we won't have any awkwardness as far as that's concerned. But the Herald reports yesterday that he worked out at the facility after missing the last two games for personal reasons. Can you get our guy Ira Winneman? He was on with Zach Duarte last night, Robbie. It should be in the wide orbit system, where he kind of explained. Zach asked him about the whole personal issues thing, because I said this yesterday. Anybody who was criticizing Jimmy Butler for missing games for personal reasons, you're an absolute moron.
Especially when you don't know.
You don't know. You have no idea.
That's the key. You have to be really careful here, because you don't know what the reasons are, and it kind of sucks that the Heat don't tell you, but right. From the player's perspective, if it's personal, it's personal.
Personal is personal.
But I tend not to make a big deal or try to read into it, because you just don't know.
Right.
And what happens is people are going to be, oh, why Jimmy keep missing games or whatever? And then you find out what it is and you feel like crap.
Exactly.
And I'm not one of those people that could just move on from that. So I'm going to be careful beforehand.
Well, this was Ira Winneman on with Zach Duarte, Rashad Butler. It was Brian Monroe with him last night. I think they do their roundtable show, so check that on out. But here is Ira yesterday on his insight onto what may be going on with Jimmy Butler.
This is the kind of thing, once I think it comes to light and what people see what it is, they're going to feel terrible for Jimmy, and they're going to realize, take all the time you want. It is a personal family situation of seriousness and direness, to the point that it just bothers me that the people are going to be, why don't you tell us? We have a right to know. We're season ticket holders. Well, it's like any other job, Zach. I'm sure there are times at 790 or other places all you guys have worked, your teammates you've been with, where for whatever reason people want their privacy. But there are life situations. And I think if people knew what the situation was, as a matter of fact, I'm going to guarantee this. If the listeners out there and my readers knew what the situation, they would all say the same thing. Take as much time as you need. A matter of fact, as Jimmy is dealing with this, he went to the gym today. He was at American Airlines Arena. He's been upgraded, not that it's an injury, but to questionable for tomorrow. He wants to play. He will try to play. It'll be a matter of state of mind and everything before the game, but this has really bothered me. Some of the emails and DMs I'm getting on stuff like this, that how dare he, and they're listing his salary. Hey, we're all people. We're all humans. We all have families. We all have situations. I think people need to back off on this, because when Jimmy wants to, if he wants to, let people into his private sphere and know, people will go, oh, man, I feel bad for you. Take all the time you need. And I think that's how people should look. Yeah,
people don't care.
People don't care.
And that's one of the things that I tell you all the time, is that the one thing I hated about sports is that you don't have the ability or to one, be a man. Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful with how you defend yourself as a man. And the other thing is you can't have issues like normal people, because if it ruins somebody else's feel good, they don't really give a damn what you're going through.
And well, you've told the story too multiple times, but do you want to tell the autograph story you have of the guy who says, I pay your salary?
Right. So we played when I was in Minnesota, and keep in mind, when it gets to like November, December, it's cold, right? But I used to have a deal where, you know, we didn't have like stadiums now. You valet park your car and you just, boom, out. You don't have to come into any contact. We had to walk a gauntlet, and we had a police escort to our parking lot. So every game, rain, sleet, cold, snow, whatever, I would sign 25 autographs, and the guy that would escort me out would count 25. So one time we get 25, I try to pick different spots on, so you know, in the gauntlet, so I'd get different people. And the guy says, that's 25. I say, okay, guys, send you. You know, so everybody was like, thanks, because, you know, I'm one of the only people that did it after every game, win, lose, or draw. So some guy says, hey, for the kids, which that just bothers me in itself.
Because that kid's paid off.
that bothers me in itself. But then he said the line that, like, I want to punch people in the face for. We pay your salary. So I stopped, and like, I didn't feel like dealing with it. So I had to, like, I have to say something.
Right.
Right. You know, I didn't want to actually tell him, no, the television contracts are far more money than
far more lucrative
than far more than your, you know, $50 ticket. So I said, hey, how much did you pay to get in the game? He's like, 30, 35 bucks. Right.
Good deal back then.
Right. So I took 35 bucks out of my pocket. I gave it to him and I said, don't come back. And all the people like that were standing there, they were saying, hey, ass, he's one of the only guys that signs and you're ruining it.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
they
make you not want to do it.
They had my back, but it just, like, I get it. And people say, you sign up for this. No, you don't. Dude, when I sign a contract, I sign up to play football. Mm-hmm. That's it. Whether I become a public speaker or whether I'm able to handle myself in public or I'm able to be nice or cordial to fans and stuff, which I was.
Right.
Okay. Whether you're able to do that, some people are awkward at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm never going to hold it against an athlete. Like, people hold it against an athlete because he doesn't have a bubbly personality when it's to make you feel good.
Yeah, the only thing I could think is why people are more on edge with this stuff this season is because it has been a season that's been shrouded with a little bit of secrecy because of, like, Deion and JJ. But, God, I mean, like,
no,
I would just feel like you would put two and two together with the guy that it is.
Here's
and
why.
Know that he's not going to try and skip out on things for no reason.
It sounds sick, and it's terrible. The Heat are losing and have been losing for a minute. They mm-hmm. haven't been able to turn it around and get back on a nice streak. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Because if they were winning, if they had won by 30 last night, then Jimmy, according to fans, Jimmy could take all the time he wants.
Oh, that's our guy Antoine. He's looking good, man.
Dude,
he's looking good. He's got that.
You know what I'm talking about?
He's got that slim and tee on.
If his body matched that dome, he's 400 easily, right? But you could see, like, his head is he kind of slimming down when he go from the head.
He saw himself on TV. He's getting a little bit pretty.
He told his body, not now.
We're back after this. So you want to be a rock superstar. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Our boy Adam Beasley's going to join the show today. It was so much. I tell you what we're doing next hour, Robbie. We going camping. We're going to sit around the campfire because there was a lot of smoke going on yesterday.
Hey.
What?
Look, I just picture all these teams sitting around.
Yep.
Their little fire.
Yeah.
Right? They say, hey, why don't we just throw this up against the wall?
Yep.
We might get some bites.
Oh man,
everybody's fishing.
I was reading this Armando Salguero piece on all the quarterbacks. I mean, I felt like I was just eating s'more after s'more. It was delicious. Just give it all. Give me all the nuggets, all the rumors. But I tell you what, I was watching the press conferences yesterday. That's Brian Flores, man. I mean, he's got traps for days. This dude looks like he's been out there shrugging.
So did the D coordinator with Gase that ended up being the coach for Denver.
Oh, Vance Joseph was in shape, but I'm telling
you, I played against Vance Joseph in high school.
No, but you know what it is? It reminds me of You remember when rest in peace Tony Sperano? Sperano's first year, he was fat when the Dolphins were good, and then he came back the next year, lost all that weight, didn't have lap band either. Like he just got skinny. Because I remember Rex Ryan also kind of got skinny, but he had the surgery. And Sperano, like, it was made a thing that Sperano did naturally. He went out and ran steps out at the Dolphins facility, so he came back skinny Sperano. And I'm not saying that Brian Flores wasn't in good shape last year, because Lord knows he was. I'm telling you, he looks like an off-season swole shape.
Well, here, can I tell you why?
Mm.
Could you imagine the responsibility of being a first-time head coach with this situation?
Yeah.
You think he's getting up in the morning and say, got to get my workout in?
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
And so from that standpoint,
I guess, now
that he knows what he's going to go through, now he's, you know, able to delegate and use his time a little bit better. Plus, he's probably had a little time off.
Yep.
Right? He didn't have any time off last year, remember. They won the Super Bowl, right? What was it? No, they lost the Super Bowl that year. That was the year Philly won.
No, he won. He won the Super Bowl.
He won the Super Bowl before he came here?
Against the Rams.
Won the Super Bowl, and then straight from the Super Bowl to here. So he didn't have that time off. You know, he was hit the ground running and probably went straight for 9 months.
So what?
I'm just saying, Spo. Like, listen, Spo's lean. Spo's got that lean muscle.
Spo is just a small person.
No, he's not. Actually, he's not. I don't.
No,
think,
no.
You mean like skinny?
I mean, yes. I mean skinny. Like, look, man, I don't know what it is about football, right? But the only guy that I've ever seen that started skinny and stayed skinny is Brian Billick. And that's because he's just tall, skinny dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look at him. Leroy. All right, look at him. Traps for days, man. Dude looks like he's been out there just lifting nothing but sandbags. Just like, whoop your ass right
now. You know what's amazing? How calm he is when he does interviews.
I know.
And how much of a tyrant he is on the sideline. It's unbelievable. But that's, you know who appreciates that? The players.
Sure.
The players appreciate that, you know, you're going to fight for us on the field, but you're not going to be that way with us.
Tell you one thing. You guys up going to these 225s, you better not be able to let Flores outperform you, because he looks like he outdo a lot of prospects.
Dude, I don't know what. I didn't even do 225.
Why?
What is that?
Just because?
Like, what's the relevance of it?
It's just fun. It's my favorite one. I love the 225.
Of course.
Because I love, first of all, I love the strength coach. I love that guy.
Of course you do.
It's my favorite.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
So you never did a shuttle drill? You never ran a 40?
Hold on. You just asked me if I ever did a shuttle drill. Do I look like I've done a shuttle drill?
No.
I don't even know what that is. Is that the three? Is that like they got to run the
cones?
Back and forth.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Right. And then you do the cones. I think DBs do the little circular cone, the square cones, where you sprint up, karaoke, back. Right.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
All right.
Mm-mm.
Right. You just as soon as they go in the weight room, that's what you do, right?
Ah, it's my faves. I really love it.
Right.
Mm. I love it. I'm just weights, and then you know what I would love? I would love if there was a heavy bag drill at the combine. Why do they need it? I don't know.
We used to do this thing. They used to do it with fighter pilots. Like you stand at a wall and the dots go off, and you have to hit the dots.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I like that. Yeah. You know who does that? Lomachenko. He's big into that.
Right. We used to did it. Training. That it was, I guess it was a training thing. Other than that, yeah, the combine. You know who my roommate was in the combine? Lamar Lathan. And next door was one of their linemen and Andre Ware.
Oh, really?
Was it Andre Ware? Yeah, Andre Ware is the one that went to Houston, right? I think Andre Ware went to
Houston. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, because they were all on the same team. Hey, you want to talk about, huh? It was Ole Miss, but in the 90s, in the 80s, right? Had the number one recruiting class. I think Andre Ware won the Heisman.
He did.
Right. So he won the Heisman. Lamar Lathan was there. They had a couple other guys.
Grey Cup champion.
Yep.
Good for him.
We had our own combine. It was the first time they ever did that. So many underclassmen came out that they decided to have another combine.
Somebody was asking Robbie, about the idea that the Canes spring game this year is going to be at Traz Powell Stadium yet again, and why isn't it at Hard Rock? Because they announced that it's going to be on April 11th. I didn't find the story that surprising because I feel like they've been doing a lot of games. I feel like they've done the spring game at Traz Powell a lot.
They did it last year. I was there.
Well, for the same reasons why you might have one of the teams down here in Florida play the University of Miami, or the Marlins play the University of Miami, or sometimes they play a smaller university or even a community. They just do these games, man. Spring.
Yeah, it's
really not that big of a deal.
And didn't the Canes just like do some funding to help refurbish Traz Powell or do renovations? I feel like, I don't know if the Canes paid for it, but I feel like Traz Powell just went through some renovations and stuff like that. But here's the other thing too, man. After last year,
Nike renovated a
Nike. Well, after last year, I'm gonna be honest with you, and this is probably smart by the Canes. How well attended do you think that spring game is gonna be this year, after a 6-7 season?
Not very good, Bob.
Okay, so why don't you do it at a small place in the community? You know, get some good exposure like that. It's probably a smart move because if you do that thing in that giant ass stadium when it's not necessary. You know, it's
I got to tell you,
and it's a spring game.
Dude, when I was in college, we get 75,000.
No. If it's,
like, are you crazy?
But it's not that big a deal. The spring game is probably number like 7,000.
It's not right. It's not a big deal, but it can be a big deal if you see you're getting that much support. And so, like, if you're not filling out home games. All your home games, like, why push it? Why push it?
They'd be playing at Hard Rock. It's just not available. It's not that big of a deal.
Like, no, it's not. I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
I mean, I guess they could. I mean, theoretically, you could pick another date, couldn't you?
No.
I guess they had their spring.
You have to have spring ball at a certain time because
so you only get a
exam,
certain
spring break.
All right.
And they're playing at Traz. It's more in the community than Hard Rock is. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they've done it 3 out of the last 4 years, so it's not like something that's completely
new. It's really not that big of a deal. Like, I think a lot of times you want your local university in the community. And people, like, some people might not have the opportunity to go see him at a stadium. I don't know why. Tickets are cheap. But it gives you an opportunity. Ooh, the Canes are here. You know, let's go check them out.
Well, we'll come back. We'll get you caught up on your headlines. Plus, a former nemesis of Leroy Horde. He stepped in it yesterday. We're back after this.
Let's go. Guests on 790 The Ticket appear on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Guys, I tell you all week, you want to make Cheetah Gentlemen's Club your free lunch hotspot. It is popping there at lunchtime, man. I went there this week for lunch, sat down with the owners, had a grand old time. It was fantastic. And man, what a menu they have, Robbie. I mean, it was It was the works. They got specials. They gave me the rundown. They got soup every single day. These daily soups. Mwah. You know what I love about the soups there? You know what? I love those little pottery soup bowls that you have. Like, typically it comes in French onion, but I love it in any kind of soup. They put them in those bowls. Just delicious, man. I just think it's a touch of class. Makes your soup that much tastier. Anyway, I'm going way too much into the soup because it's not only that. You're going in there. You're not going in there for a view of the soup. Let's be honest. When I say that this is lunch with a pleasant view, super pleasant going on at Cheetah Gentlemen's Club with their three clubs in Hallandale, Pompano, and Palm Beach. If you haven't been there yet, this isn't your typical free lunch spot. They got a full-on kitchen with chefs. Menu has sliders, burgers, wings, salads, sandwiches, all delicious. Not to mention their daily specials like barbecue ribs, pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and a whole lot more. Go check it on out, guys. And I'm telling you, man, I've been telling you about this. You want to become a VIP member of the experience at Cheetah Gentlemen's Club. This is a VIP membership you want to get into. No waiting to get in. Free admission, exclusive VIP parties, special events, and much, much more. Visit CheetahSOFL.com for more info. You go there. You got the view. You want a great place to watch games, a great place to watch fights. You go to Cheetah Gentlemen's Club. TVs wall-to-wall and other things to look at. You know what I'm talking about. Great views at Cheetah Gentlemen's Club. All their great clubs in Hallandale, Pompano, and Palm Beach. Again, visit their website, CheetahSOFL.com, for more info.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.